USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump declaring a state of emergency in California as it fights raging wildfires, including the Carr Fire, which is now known to have killed a woman and her two great-grandchildren as it swept through their neighborhood last Thursday. So far, that blaze in Shasta County has burned over 83,000 acres and is only 5% contained. The Ferguson Fire near Yosemite National Park also still a huge concern. In New Orleans, they're looking for two men who fired into a crowd of people standing outside a business in New Orleans last night, killing three people, wounding several others. The police chief says they want the public's help.
By helping us find more evidence, find out who's responsible for this, so we can hold them accountable for the three people who have died out here tonight and for the other seven people who are injured.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The search continuing for a missing college student from Iowa. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Friends, family, and tons of volunteers are searching for Molly Tibbetts, the 20-year-old University of Iowa student that disappeared last week. Tibbetts was last seen jogging along a rural highway near her boyfriend's house. She was dog-sitting for him on the day of the disappearance. On Thursday, police said there was no indication that her boyfriend was involved with the case.
And updating the story this morning, authorities are saying that there's a possibility that the 20-year-old may have gone back to the home and done some homework on a computer after that jog. They say they're trying to develop a better idea of exactly how and when she vanished. Georgia Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis in a hospital, falling ill on a flight to Atlanta yesterday. A spokesman saying there's no cause for alarm. The 78-year-old Lewis said to be under routine observation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At least 14 people are confirmed dead and many more injured and missing, so the number is expected to rise after a powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit the Indonesian island of Lombok early Sunday. It struck when many people were sleeping. The island's a popular tourist destination. The British government's reportedly no longer cooperating with the United States in the case of two members of ISIS who are also UK citizens, but the move is described as temporary, coming over concerns that the men could face the death penalty if extradited to the US. The death penalty was abolished in the UK two decades ago. So far, the US has not requested extradition of the men who were accused of killing more than two dozen hostages as part of an ISIS cell, nicknamed the Beatles because of their British accents. The request to stop working with the U.S. came from a lawyer representing the family of one of those two men. And Carrie Fisher's brother is pleased that his late sister is going to play Princess Leia in the new Star Wars movie. Todd Fisher saying he couldn't be more personally thrilled that Disney and Lucasfilm will be using previously unreleased footage of Carrie from Star Wars The Force Awakens to honor her legacy. She died at the age of 60 in December 2016. Remember, you can find us online whenever you're surfing around. Just go to usaradio.com.